Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sayyida Aisha's virtue over other women is like the virtue of thareed. And thareed is a dish which includes bread, meat and gravy, a delicious delicacy amongst the Arabs. So Sayyida Aisha's virtue over other women is like the virtue of thareed over other food. Today we learn about the virtuous lady, the mother of the believers, the most knowledgeable female scholar, the most prolific female transmitter of hadith, the most beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Aisha binti Siddiq. That is the personality we talk about this afternoon on the program. And we look at highlighting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for her due to her purity and her passion to acquire knowledge. Sayyida Aisha was pure and blessed from her very inception. She was born to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyida Ummi Rumman radiallahu ta'ala anhuma in the 7th year of Nubuwah. Both her parents had accepted Islam by then. So she says that I did not see my parents except that they were Muslims. And she thus had the rare privilege of being born and nurtured in a home of Islam. And as a result, Allah selected her to be the wife of the purest and the most chaste, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ. Pure women are for pure men, and chaste men are for chaste women. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyid Aisha, you were shown to me twice in my dream. You were wrapped in a silken cloth, and the angels would say, this is your wife. And when I moved the cloth, I saw that it was you. I said, if this is from Allah, he will let it be. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her when she was 6 years old, began living with her when she was 9 years old. Despite her young and age and liberty to spend time with her friends who would visit her, she fulfilled her household chores and served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diligently. She would knead the dough for bread, put in place the water for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wudu, oil his hair, comb his hair, wash his clothes. One can well imagine the place she earned herself in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by serving him and in this loving manner. It was her purity, however, that earned her the special place in the heart. There's a outstanding account which shows her virtue. The Muslims were all aware of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa love for Sayyida Aisha, and because of that, if one of them had a gift which he wished to give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would delay the giving of it until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the home of Sayyida Aisha. So the other wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were naturally unhappy with this behavior of the people and requested Ummi Salama to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people to give the gift wherever he may be. And Ummi Salama complied with the request, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reply to her. And she spoke to him about it a second time, but received no reply. And when she brought up the subject a third time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not cause me grief regarding Aisha, for revelation does not descend upon me when I am under the same sheet with any other woman except Sayyida Aisha. Allahu Akbar. This is definite evidence of her purity, that revelation descended upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he is with her under the same sheet. And it also confirms Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, loved her for dearly owing to her purity and her piety. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a Persian neighbor who excelled in preparing gravy, and he once invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over for a meal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired whether Sayyida Aisha, his beloved, was invited as well, and the Persian indicated no. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then I will not come. And only when the neighbor invited Nabi Salsam's beloved, Sayyida Aisha, did he accept the invitation and attend. And once some Abyssinian boys had a practical display of their lances in the masjid courtyard. Nabi Salsam stood at the door and Sayyida Aisha stood behind him for concealment with her chin on his shoulder. She was fascinated at their skill and continued viewing the expert display. All this time, Nabi Salsam stood patiently and allowed her to watch owing to the intense love he had for her. Only when she moved did he move. And Nabi Salsam once challenged her to a race, And while they were racing together, they raced and said, Aisha won. The next time they raced, after she had gained some weight, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out first and commented, Tilka bitilka, this is for that. This win is in lieu of that loss. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would tell her, I know when you are happy with me and when you displeased. And she asked, how is this? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you are happy, you say, no, la wa rabbi Muhammad. And when you're upset, you say, la wa rabbi Ibrahim. So she acknowledged that it was only the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that she would leave. Sayyidah Umm Salama was asked whether Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would kiss his wives while fasting. She replied in the negative. And a student informed her that said, Aisha was teaching to the contrary. And the response to this was, perhaps he could not hold back from her out of his love for her. This is the understanding of the level of romance and love in this marriage. It said Aisha relates and she says that I would eat the meat from a bone when I was menstruating. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would then take the bone and put his mouth where my mouth had been. I would drink from a vessel and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would take it and put his mouth where my mouth had been. And I was menstruating. And affirming that said Aisha was the most beloved wife is not the outcome of speculation. Rather, it's the product of revelation. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu anhu narrates that he approached Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asked, who is most beloved to you? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Aisha. Instantaneously, the reply was, what is in the heart comes to the tongue. And then he said, from the men. And the reply was, her father. And again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say, Abu Bakr, but her father, indicating to the fact that said Aisha was still on his mind. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's utterances are the product of revelation. Hence, she being the most beloved to him after Sayyidah Khadija is from the revelation sent by Allah upon him. And love for Sayyidah Aisha is the demand of love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anyone who loves Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam most definitely loves his most beloved. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised the most beloved daughter, Sayyidah Fatima, oh my daughter, my beloved daughter, do you not love those whom I love? And she said, definitely. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then live Aisha. And when this was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's command to his beloved daughter, then it is mandatory, it's obligatory, it's compulsory upon all of us to have love for Sayyidah Aisha. It's only the hypocrites who do not love her. Sayyidah Aisha was told, a man says that you are not his mother. Then Sayyidah Aisha said, he has spoken the truth. She commented, I am the mother of the believers, not the mother of the hypocrites. And subhanAllah, that was it. And we realized the passionate love and compassion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed her. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on a journey accompanied by Sayyidah Aisha when her necklace broke and got lost. This happened during the night. Just imagine, you're driving on a long journey on the highway in the darkness of the night and your wife's car flies out of the window. What would you do? Would you stop your car and go back to look for it? Or would you continue your journey, saying that it's dark and it's dangerous and this and that? Look at the love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for his beloved wife. He stayed there in search of the necklace to appease his wife. And this delayed the entire caravan. And to add to the predicament, the place they had stopped had no water. And the people had no water with them. People grew anxious, restless due to the absence of water. And they told Sayyidina Abu Bakr to speak to Sayyidina Aisha. Sayyidina Abu Bakr scolded her. You have stopped Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the people are here with no water. They have no water with them. He admonished her, but she did not move because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had fallen asleep on her thigh. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam woke up when dawn broke and there was no water to make wudu for Salah at Fajr. The situation could not possibly get worse. There was no solution in sight. And then Almighty Allah revealed the verses of Tayammum. All the Muslims performed Tayammum and performed the Salatul Fajr. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love for Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha and stopping there and searching for the necklace was the means of the entire Ummah till Qiyamah. Sayyidina Usayd ibn Hudayr commented, O the family of Abu Bakr, this is not the first blessing of yours. This is not the first blessing. He addressed Sayyidina Aisha, congratulating her. May Allah reward you by Allah. No matter which you dislike ever came upon you, except that Allah brought some goodness out of it. So there's great goodness that came from this entire episode. Sayyidina Aisha lived in the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 9 years. And during this period, she acquired from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam an abundance of knowledge. She's renowned for being the most knowledgeable of all women. Allama ibn Kathir says, no one is known amongst all the women of this ummah, in fact all other nations as well, to be more knowledgeable and more understanding than her. And Imam Zuhri says, if the knowledge of Sayyidah Aisha were compared to the knowledge of all women, Sayyidah Aisha's knowledge would be superior. Sayyidah Aisha lived for 47 years after Rasulullah and passed on the precious knowledge she had acquired from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she's responsible for transmitting over 2,000 ahadith. There is no reputable hadith or fiqh book which does not contain the reports and the verdicts of Sayyidah Aisha. Allah bless her, reward her abundantly for this great favor on the ummah. And one possible reason Allah had chose Sayyidah Aisha as a wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though the age gap between them was so vast, was that she may perceive his teachings. The sharpness of memory that a person has in youth is something that is witnessed and accepted by all. And the reason, this reason gains a lot of strength when one takes a look at the academic legacy of Sayyidah Aisha. To start off with, help was sought from her when the Sahaba could not understand certain hadith. 2,000 plus narrations have reached us from her. Some of her prominent students were Sayyid ibn Musayyib, Atay ibn Abi Rabah, Muhammad ibn Sirin, Ibrahim, Nakhai. She asked Nabi Sallallahu some certain questions due to which matters were clarified for the Ummah. And it was in the 11th year of Hijrah when one day both Nabi Sallallahu and Sayyidah Aisha fell ill. And this illness was the prelude to the demise of Nabi Sallallahu. And Sayyidah Aisha described this the moments and said that, she said, oh, what a severe headache. And Nabi Sallallahu replied, rather, I'm the one with a severe headache. And this was the beginning of the illness in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. And another subtle point deduced here is the fact that their love was so intense, that the connection was so strong, that they experienced each other's pain just as they had experienced each other's happiness. And this is the highest level of unity of love. And during the final illness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desired to be nursed at the home of his most beloved, and the other wives agreed to this. Sayyidina Sulaiman al-Nadawi explains the wisdom behind this choice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says that Sayyidah Aisha was gifted with a special attribute such as phenomenal memory, outstanding intelligence, deep understanding, unsurpassed potential in deducing laws. And thus, it is not far-fetched that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to be in her home so that she could memorize all the final sayings and actions. Truth of the matter regarding which there is no dispute is that the Muslims learnt most of the happenings of the final moments only through Sayyidah Aisha. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was resting upon Sayyidah Aisha when Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr entered with a miswak in his hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began looking at the miswak. Sayyidah Aisha observed this and knew that he loved using the miswak. She thus took the miswak with his permission and gave it to him, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found it a bit hard, so she offered to soften it and then gave it back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she says that, I then saw him brushing with it in the best manner that I'd ever seen him brushing. Shortly thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fell unconscious. When he regained consciousness, he looked towards the roof of the home and said, oh Allah, Rafiqul A'la, the most lofty companion. Said Aisha explained, and she said, now he will not remain with us. And the soul of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam departed to the lofty companionship of Allah, while he lie in the lap of Sayyidah Aisha, in the home of Sayyidah Aisha, on the day of Sayyidah Aisha. A few moments after, her saliva had mixed it with his. And among her distinctive privileges, she would boast over is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away in my lap. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was buried in my home. Subhanallah. So Sayyidah Aisha was an outstanding wife and student of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She brought great joy to his heart. Her legacy is one of loving Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam above all else, seeking his pleasure, avoiding his displeasure, imparting his teachings to the ummah. If her legacy is revived today by the ummah, all our difficulties will come to an end. As we either face with the difficulties on account of our lack of zeal of knowledge or laxity in practicing upon the knowledge that Allah has blessed us. So may Allah be pleased with her, revive her legacy in the life of every Muslim. May Allah be pleased with her and reward her abundantly on behalf of the entire ummah. May and make us all devoted sons and daughters continue to protect and preserve the legacy of Sayyidah Aisha. Allah grant us true love for her more than we have for our own biological mothers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to elevate her stages in Jannah. Remember that in Jannah, said Aisha will be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the most exalted stage of Jannah. According to the declaration of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person will be with the one whom he loves. So if we have sincere love for her, it is clear where we will be by the grace of Allah. May Allah grant us the understanding.